The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hurricane Milton made landfall last night as a Category 3, slamming into the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Yeah.
3 million without power, still more at this point. Tropicana's field's roof got ripped off. That's where the Tampa Rays play. A record number of tornadoes touched down.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Quite a mess there. Yeah, Tampa Bay Rays play at the Trop, which is basically on the border there. It's St. Pete area, but it's also like Tampa right on that edge there. And, you know, that was actually an area where they were sheltering first responders and so forth. There were supposed to be.
Yeah. This is brought to you by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. But what you may have noticed a whole lot of when you're watching the coverage is the meteorologists in their storm gear out there. And I will never understand why they tell people to evacuate. It's so dangerous. And then they take these news anchors and they put them outside in harm's way with a cameraman. And all I wonder is, what's on their feet? Because you can't even see their feet because they're like up to their calves in water. Do they even have shoes on? Are there galoshes? Are there special meteorologist galoshes?
Yeah, but you got to know that they're looking for like the worst shot that they can find.
100%.
Right? Because they know that, you know, blood sells, as they say, right? If it bleeds, it leads. That's what we want to see. We want to see the images of what's going on, where it's happening.
There's a meme of Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel. And it says, when you see Jim show up, you run. And sure enough, last night, they put him, it looked like they put him in a basement garage. Yeah. Listen to him.
I'm meteorologist Jim Cantore, and we continue our coverage of Milton. Again, a twice Category 5 hurricane, boggling the mind with some of the things that it did in terms of deepening. But we asked you to evacuate. We're here to take you through it.
Wait, what? No, what you told us to evacuate, but no, we'll stay here, right here in this parking garage in the basement.
I feel like he was the first one that you saw, like, sideways on the pole in the rain, like hurricanes, like, 15, 20 years ago. And they've probably been wanting him, like, you know, jack him up since then, right? They're like, yeah, wait, we could just hang your feet over here to look like you're sideways again.
He was like waist high in the water in a basement garage. I'm like, that's where they put you? Then there's this guy, Robert Ray from Fox Chicago.
We don't have an official landfall yet, but the eye wall is upon us right now. And I just had something hit my helmet, and just I heard a little click there. So I probably need to get glasses on for the next time I head out here for these live reports.
He's like, wait a minute. Something just hit me in the head.
So Jim Cantore is there for the Weather Channel. That's different. Like, he went there. This is the weather guy from Chicago. They're like, go to Florida.
They didn't even give him a helmet. Like, no.
He doesn't even know the area. And he's down there. He's like, yeah, this looks close enough to the end.
The best is when they just keep the cameras rolling and they're like, just keep talking. And they're doing that sideways stance where they're like staggered trying to keep their stance straight.
I'm telling you, they love that stance.
This is Tom Yamas from NBC News.
Welcome back to our special coverage of Hurricane Milton. I'm Tom Yamas, back live with you guys now. It's incredible. We are in the path of Milton. Milton has made landfall just south of us in Siesta Key, but the eye is over Sarasota right now. And if you look up, it looks like a calm night. And that's why people and their trucks have started to come out here. They're doing donuts. It's like they're racing each other. This is incredibly dangerous, but they don't care because they know right now that the police aren't out. It's all part of the game here for people who don't really care that the hurricane's about to hit.
So they're like, let's put this guy right in the middle of this traffic of the people doing donuts because there's nothing going on. And when there's the eye of the storm, things look calm, right?
Yeah, I mean, if they could, they would literally have their weather person get smacked in the face by the very brunt of the storm. They would.
Then he throws it to his colleague, and listen to this.
Jesse Kirsch, my colleague, is also reporting from Sarasota. He's maybe about 100 yards from where I am, up on the fourth floor of a parking garage where we've been broadcasting from when it was a little more dangerous.
Yeah,
he could see all the trucks.
He's like, we put him on the fourth floor of a parking garage because at that time we thought there was a good chance it might come down.
He could take flight.
Right there. I mean, these poor meteorologists.
Wow.